Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We've talked a lot of U.S. men's national team this week, rightfully so. It is only Tuesday still, but even going back to last week as well. So we figured, why not let Nigel have his moment here to talk about England ahead of their friendly match against Belgium. You called the loss against Brazil a lesson. How would you like to see this England squad put into practice what they should have learned against Brazil when they take on Belgium?
I just think from England's perspective, it's not so much about the result. It's more about just preparation for the Euros. That's how it is. And I think for England fans, they know that. But it's given an opportunity for England fans to question Gareth Southgate, whether he is that man being able to take the final step. But when you look at what Gareth Southgate has achieved so far as England manager, you have to give it credit. And I think England fans have been spoiled. The one thing that he has brought to England is the stability aspect of it. The relationship and connection between the fans and the players and also the media hasn't been as good as this ever in the history of it. English fans are ruthless. English press are ruthless. The reason why England pretty much hasn't won anything in such a long time is probably because of the press and how influential the press has been. But Gareth Southgate, credit to him. You talk about quarterfinals of the World Cup, runners up to in the Euros, and then semi-finals of the World Cup, where they lost probably to the better team, you know, and for me, the best team in the world right now, France. So the achievements he's done is great. This is just a preparation for it. And I think more than anything, it's more about an audition for the players. Dealing with a lot of injuries. So with injuries comes opportunity. So now we can see how good these other players are. Starting lineup is great. The problem is strength in depth. That's where the questions start to come now. Strength in depth, and probably defensively, that centre-back pairing. You've got young kid Braithwaite now playing at Everton, who probably will start today, which is a good opportunity to show what he can do. But the development of English football has been very good under the guidance of Gareth Southgate. Yeah. The biggest question is he that man to take us over that final step?
Yeah, and that's a question that I think is always the hardest, right? Because no one really knows until that actually happens. But for me, Gareth Southgate stabilized what was happening, not inside the team, but outside the team. He embraced the modernization of social media and other aspects of bringing the media into have access that sometimes they didn't. And you haven't seen any type of turmoil or any scandal come out. The players have really bought into his philosophy, of course. So for me, I agree. I think Gareth is the right person for the job. And when you're going through this process of trying to get the win, the title, you sometimes need a bit of luck. And when the ball doesn't bounce your way, or you know, it goes to penalties or things like that, you can't control as much. I think that's what he needs. He needs a bit of luck just to get it over the end.
The only thing with that is, and it's something that he has to take responsibility for. It's the question
you don't
of
think
game.
He has?
No, for game management. In-game changes, we talked about it, the games within the games and reading. Not every manager or coach has the ability to see how a game is going to maybe make proactive substitutes or the right substitutes at the right time to affect and impact the game.
But Southgate does.
Southgate does. I mean, that's the one question.
You look at the Euros. Depth is an issue, right? But, I mean, you're talking about making that substitution, but you've already said that the depth is an issue.
The depth at the moment, yes, but we've got the quality. That's the thing. Like, this is the best quality of players we have had collectively, where you should still be able to win something. So for me, it's just the game management. We lost in the Euros to Italy, that second half. And it's the element that sticks with British managers or English managers in particular, that negativeness, that lack of being proactive and being brave in those decisive minutes to make more progressive changes, more attacking threat changes to try and win football matches. That's what the criticism has been with England managers not being able to do that. So that's the thing. I think, for me, this European Championship, if he doesn't win it, the ability for him to make his own decision kind of gets taken away from him. It goes back to the FA. The FA have been very happy with Gareth Southgate, with what he's done, the progression. You talk about the players coming through, you know, Ollie Watkins, Mainoo now becoming a senior international, Anthony Gordon.
But not happy enough that if this doesn't go how they're expecting it to go this summer, which... For you, what is the expectation then?
I would say the expectation for me, being a realist, is England should be one of the favourites. They should expect to win this tournament, but you still got to pay respect to other teams and other nations for the likes of France, for me.
How would they need to finish for Gareth Southgate to still have his future in the questions around it in his ballpark?
He has to win it. You can't accept anything less than winning it when you were in the final and essentially two penalty kicks away from winning the whole thing. Yeah. You can't accept it. And I want to push back a little bit on the idea that he is the right guy. I think he was the right guy. I think he was the right guy to usher England into this new era, from away from what used to be a split camp where United players would only eat and sit with United players and Liverpool players would only commiserate with Liverpool players. You don't see that anymore. You see these players united. Yeah, it is England, no?
Sounds like us, honestly.
Yeah, you see these England players now. You see videos of the young players all hanging out in, whether it's the pool or the training. It's a different era. He was the right guy to usher them in. He has the right temperament to sort of allow that little bit more of self-expression, whether it comes to social media or the way you dress, your hair, or the way you act. He allowed that. He allowed people to express themselves and young players to develop in that sense. But now, are you the guy to win the whole thing? You were moments away from winning the Euros. If you don't do that now, then you are no longer the guy. You did usher England into this next generation. Now give the keys to someone who can get them a trophy.
I just want to add to that, the generation has changed a lot. Like what Alexis is talking about, I did witness that as well in the sense of that was what England was like. And even in the younger days, it was North and South divide. It was the London boys clubs and then the Liverpools, the Man United, all those players playing and coming together. So he has made it a lot more together. But the sense is, again, it's a generation change. You go into a modern day dressing room now, the players don't socialise like how we used to socialise and have a laugh and a joke. It's all done on social media. They don't barely talk. He's brought them together. But the reality of it is now is when you look at the pool of talent that England has, they should be winning this Euros. I'm not saying that it's going to be an easy road, but the talent that we have, this is our best time to win it. If he doesn't win it, the ability of him wanting to stay there comes away from him. And then from an FA perspective, they love Gareth Southgate because of what he's done with the media, everything that he's done. To let him go easily might be a problem because who knows who that next manager would be. Does he have that power to keep that togetherness, to keep the press at bay and everything like that? So it works great for the FA to keep him, but is that ability still going to be in his hands once he doesn't win this now? That's four major tournaments with a best bunch of talent we've had together and not being able to win something. So that's where the questions come. You talk about tactics. Bellingham, we know what he's doing at Real Madrid. But Phil Foden, he'll probably be better suited in the middle. You talk about also, Oh gosh, my brain's gone foggy now.
Oh god, it happens to me all
got
the time.
Got them all fired up talking about England.
What did your physio say about your hip?
Yeah, exactly.
Madison, sorry, James Madison. Madison, another number 10. Madison hasn't been given a lot of time to play in there. So sometimes I just feel that the one thing holds England back is too much negativity. It's literally got to go out there, play front foot football, high tempo.
I also don't trust the English FA to find the next manager. They didn't find this guy.
Well, it's just that's the big question as well. Where do you go?
Somebody else, but you don't trust the people that are making the decision.
Who do they? They picked Sam Allardyce in a day in the job.
Hold on.
A day in the job.
No, let me tell you this now.
This guy fell backwards into the job. The best thing the English FA did was not fire Gareth Southgate.
You didn't think he'd go up in London. Anyway, they offered the job to Gareth Southgate.
I'm passing the talking stick to Brian McBride. Brian, go on.
Yeah, no, this comes down to me is, And national teams are unique because the time you have with the player is not near as much as you would in the club. So you've built something. Gareth Southgate has built something that I think everybody can see is a strong team. But not only a strong team, it is a strong family. When they go in, you can tell how happy they are. And everybody that comes in is welcomed. And that's a really difficult thing
it's
to get
have thing to build
for an
at that
international
level.
Team.
100%.
Not everybody.
Just to
and
answer that.
That's going to get you wins, right? And hopefully over the line for England.
Mm-hmm. Gareth Southgate was offered the job first before Sam Allardyce.
Uh-huh.
And then he didn't want it. And then obviously Sam Allardyce left, and then he got the job by default. That is the actual
Sam
story.
Sam Allardyce left.
That's what it is. But
got the job.
Like, listen, just to add to what Brian said, he's 100% right. When you get in that international scene, it's not that easy to build that camaraderie and togetherness, especially in England. I don't know, I can't speak for other nations, but especially in England, because of the rivalry of the clubs that you play for, that plays a part, a big, big part. And then there's separation in there, and that's what it is. But to get it how it is now with these players playing at Man United, compete for league titles, and still to be together in one unit in an England camp, kudos to Gareth Southgate.
Now they got to go out and win the Euros this summer. Can England do it with the quality they have? This is such a talented group. Even if the depth is at question, there should still be enough within the squad to go out and get the win. And today, they will take on Belgium, 3:45 p.m. Eastern, in their second of two international friendlies. Coming off that 1-0 loss against Brazil, how will they respond? What lessons can be learned? Nigel Riococo, we will find out later on today. 3:45 p.m. Eastern is when you can catch that one on VIX.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.